Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
I'm sorry?
Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, Amia. My name is Terry Wise. I don't know if the person I talked to before filled you in, but there's been some charges to my account that I did not authorize, and I have not received any product.
Alrighty, so I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. One brief moment, please.
Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate it. May you please provide me your zip code?
61569.
61569. Thank you. Alrighty. Is that first and last name?
Terry Wise.
Okay. Is there is 61569.
61569.
That's what I said, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said five.
No, ma'am. This thing is so crazy. All right. In that billing address for security purposes, please.
18529 Main Street, Post Office Box 33, Trivola, Illinois.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. So I do see that on the 11th, you made a purchase for the Keto Aesthetic Cleanse and also the Keto for the shipping and handling charge of $6.70 and $7.45. Those are all natural products that helps reduce appetite and increase metabolism. You have 14 days to test it out. If you do not call to cancel, then it will continue to automatically rebill.
I never have received any product.
And you did say that address was P.O. Box 33, correct?
Yes.
Now, it does show that it was delivery made on the 15th of March, ma'am. And you
I've
just
not
had another one to be shipped out.
The last 2 months, though, that you've charged me.
What last 2 months, ma'am? The first charge of $91.89 and $92.90 was for the delivery that you had on the 15th. The 7th and the 6th, $45 and $70 was only for shipping and handling purposes.
Well, I want to cancel whatever's going on.
Now,
I did not authorize that, so...
It was going to automatically come out if you didn't cancel within the 14 days. So it was automatically authorized, ma'am.
Well, that was not made clear in the survey that I took. So it's not very honest business, but I want to cancel whatever is going on.
Now, we do have a 35% discount I can apply on the account if you've been enjoying the product.
No, I want to cancel.
Maybe with a 50% discount?
Nope, I want to cancel.
Okay.
I've not received any more product.
No, I can. You have another shipment coming out. It just shipped out on the 28th.
Well, I don't want it.
Well, it's going to come to you, ma'am. It's already been shipped out.
Well, cancel it. I don't want it.
I can't cancel it because it's already been shipped out.
I can refuse it and send it back.
Please don't refuse your order, ma'am. That is yours to keep.
I don't want it. I want to cancel.
No problem. I'm going to go ahead and cancel the account out for you. I definitely understand you don't want the product. Let me go ahead and cancel. And just to be sure, not even with a family-friendly discount of 75%?
I do not want your product.
Definitely understand. One brief moment. Alrighty. So, let's see. So I did go ahead and cancel the account out for you. There will be no other attempted charges or shipments coming to you other than your last shipment that is on its way. You will be receiving an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. Do let me know when you're ready for that cancellation number.
I'm ready.
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
610.
Mm-hmm.
9 F's in Frank.
Pardon me?
9 F is in Frank.
Nine. Okay.
8, that's the number.
Mm-hmm.
E is an echo.
Mm-hmm.
151.
151?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The E is a cancellation confirmation. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call, and you have a wonderful and positive day.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.